fascinating week. I typically go on about the stuff that's been on my desk this week, and it's all very fascinating. I'll tell you something. I don't like boring you with code stuff, so I'll avoid talking about the computer code stuff. But see, here's the thing. This is the reason we need to learn many different disciplines. Learn about engines, even if you're never going to be a mechanic, even if you never plan to work on your car. You know, learn some things about engines so that you know what's going on. You know, you're moving the steering wheel around. You need to know what's happening under the hood, kind of. Get some sort of an idea. I understand computer code and how it works. And so when I click around my blog to make an article show up, I know what's happening with the code back there. Not every single little detail. No, I mean, no one's an encyclopedia on everything. In fact, I'm going to get to that later on the Taiwan special. I met a guy in the street and had a very interesting conversation. But something happened in one of my WordPress sites today. And it tells me a lot about how far the tech industry has gone in thinking that they can play God. You know, this plandemic thing coming out, you know, everyone's all, you know, freaked out about Microsoft and Bill Gates. You know, the tech industry, the tech revolution made him rich. Now, I might get to that a little bit later, because Bill Gates has been a scoundrel from the beginning. I mean, his operating system is full of viruses, and lo, there are now reports claiming that he's been researching viruses for humans. Yeah, there's another thing out there. There's this theory that viruses are created by antivirus companies. You know, like Norton Antivirus or McAfee or something. You know, not necessarily them specifically, but there's this argument that problems in computers are created by the people that sell the solution. So I just, you know, there's how much money is there in dealing with viruses? And if we actually got rid of viruses, how much money would be lost? Linux and Apple are so secure that there isn't much room for viruses to work. Yet somehow Windows keeps recommending that we sell stuff to solve problems that Windows wouldn't solve simply because they don't want to follow a better example that's already out there. Is it all that surprising that this man who destroyed the tech industry with lies, Bill Gates, would be part of such a conspiracy? There's no surprise at all. To those of us, again, this is why we all need to learn different disciplines. And it's why I talk about my desk on Monday, to try to help you see what's going on, from my perspective anyway. Hopefully you get other perspectives all week long. That's what we all should be doing. I knew about what was going on in the tech industry for a long time, for ages, for decades, since the 90s. IBM had created this operating system called OS 2. It was a lot like Windows 95, but it was way before Windows 95. We're talking early 90s. OS 2 was powerful. It was secure. It worked. And all the little baby.coms, all the little tech companies trying to write their little software to do something cool and useful and make money, they all stopped because Bill Gates got up and said, oh, well, we're coming out with Windows 3.1 in 6 months. There was no plan for it. There was no schedule for it. Not a line of code had been written for it. He just told a lie. A year and a half later, they finally came out with a garbagey version. But all that time, all these little tech companies were holding off, deciding not to develop for IBM's OS 2 operating system and to wait for Windows only 6 months, a year and a half later. So many companies went bankrupt because they were waiting for Bill Gates' lie. Now, is it all that surprising? None of us who knew what was going on in computers trusted Bill Gates. And so we were already aware of stuff. That's why I've been talking about Linux for years and years and years on this podcast. It's why I have my own class. I'm finishing up level 5. I'm so thrilled. Out of 12 lessons, I got deep into lesson 6 this week. I'm really, really happy that it's going along so fast. I never thought I'd go this fast. I'm finishing up section 5 of my Linux curriculum, and my goal is to teach everybody, including you, 10-year-olds, 7-year-olds, old people, MBAs, managers, people who will never use code. I want them to know how the code works, just to get it, to understand it, and to be able to use it if they need to. Because I believe in Linux. I believe in open source, and I believe that we need to be using Ubuntu instead of Windows. Now, you know, Apple computers were useful and they had a thing, but Bill Gates destroyed the tech industry because of his lies. Is it surprising that he's done more? I mean, you know, all the things. You know what the things are out there about Bill Gates. I don't need to go into that. But it's not just there with Microsoft. It's not just there with Facebook. It's not just there with Google. I'm also seeing it in WordPress. It makes me very, 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 very sad. While I was trying to publish my WordPress post today, I was writing the point. I went to hit the publish button, and all of a sudden I get this, you know, you're not allowed to use this resource. And it was just forbidden. My own WordPress site, I look at the server. I type on the code. I tell the computer what to do, the computer that the website is on. I know this thing inside and out. And it's telling me what I'm not allowed to do. Here's what I did. To follow this, follow how petty things are in power games. I had used, this was my crime that made my site crash. Now, of course, being the genius that I am, I figured it out and got it working with no problem at all. But the crime that my WordPress site had thought that I had committed was that I used paragraph justify. You know, justify where it's a clean line on the left side and also on the right side and the words are evenly distributed across? Yeah, justify. I had used paragraph justify. And because I used paragraph justify, WordPress crashed. See, it's been over the last few years that WordPress, yeah, the WordPress guys have been yelling at bloggers, telling them not to use justify. Because they follow, why does this even matter? Why do the WordPress developers have the time to worry about whether we want to use justify in our own writings? Yeah. They told us that's not your job to decide if you want to justify your paragraph. That's the job of the code monkeys, of the style designers, of the sultans of taste, of all the web geeks to use their web geek code, and they are the ones who will make your paragraph justify or not. All right, I understand the idea that it's so important in our plan here that we don't step on toes. That I don't decide to do the heinous crime of justifying my paragraphs when someone else might want to do the same thing. don't step on toes on the team here. Okay. The problem is they never do. WordPress said, no. Your theme, that's their talk for it. Your theme will do the justifying. Okay, my theme will, whatever that is, my theme will do the justifying. But they never do. They never did. And so thousands and thousands of thousands of WordPress users, just like me, just like your marketing company, they all had their own justify button put back into the editor. Yes, we did this. This is what we talk about. And now WordPress is crashing the entire website because how dare I justify my own text? That is how far and how many companies this tech company disease of thinking that they can play God has gone. See you tomorrow.